everyone, and welcome back to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. It's time to go dancing, and we're listening to With You, the fifth track off of Prince's second album, Prince. It's actually the song that leads side two, or B, and for the second album in a row, Prince kicks off the second side of the record with kind of a slow ballad. Baby kicked off the second side of For You, and even though that is a very slow ballady type song, as we discussed already, it has interesting set of lyrics regarding unplanned pregnancy with a young couple. With You, though, is a more standard, traditional ballad. This song was actually covered by Jill Jones on her 1987 solo album, self-titled Jill Jones. That album, I believe, had been gestating for quite a while before it finally got its 1987 release. And I believe this song was re-recorded was covered by Jill in either late 85 or very early 86. I think the Prince Vault mentions that it was recorded in early 86. So a good 7 years after it was recorded for the Prince album. So With You, as I mentioned, is a slow ballad. That's kind of like if you have to throw a genre at it, it would certainly be a ballad song. It's a love song, a very straightforward love song that wouldn't sound out of place at a wedding or in a prom or some other sort of formal dance. Unfortunately, this is probably the least interesting song on the album. We just finished with When We're Dancing Close and Slow to conclude side one. And while that was also a ballad, it had a lot of very interesting things going for it. It had very sexual lyrics. It told kind of a story of a couple that were getting to know each other through the course of the song, as Prince started off very innocent and then finished the lyrics in that song by getting quite graphic with his dance partner. But going straight from When We're Dancing Close and Slow into With You, which is how the track listing would flow very quickly from one song to the next if you're listening to this on CD or digitally. And this song just doesn't have a lot going for it to make it super interesting. It's not a bad song, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that it is. I'm just saying that when I'm looking at the entire nine tracks off of Prince, this is the one song that just doesn't have a lot going for it to make it stand out. The rest of the tracks on this album just have that something extra, whether it's a great dance beat like Sexy Dancer or I Want to Be Your Lover, amazing guitar work like on Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad or Bambi, interesting lyrics When We're Dancing Close and Slow, It's Gonna Be Lonely, but With You, just it's so traditional sounding that I feel like, and I don't understand exactly why Jill covered this song for her album. I don't know if it was done because she wanted just a quiet, slow song to show off her vocals. I don't know, but it is what it is. She covered it. Her version is very, very similar to the album version on Prince, but I'm not really here to talk about Jill's cover. I'm here to go through the lyrics with you and see if there's anything that we can glean from this review of the lyrics from this particular song that might shed some light on the song that might make it a little more interesting. I'm afraid that I won't, but you know, it's the song borders on treacly or cringy as far as like its sentimentality. It's just a very sentimental song. And sentimental isn't bad, it's just it has a tendency to sometimes not be very interesting when you're listening to it. Especially if you're listening to it being done in a way that you've heard before. I still get the feeling I So if I jump into the lyrics then to With You, it starts off with, I've held your hand so many times, but I still get the feeling I felt the very first time. I've kissed your lips and laid with you, and I cherish every moment we spend in each other's arms. So looking at the first verse, I get the impression that the couple in the song has been together for quite a while, because Prince says, I've held your hand so many times, and I still get the feeling I felt the very first time. That's a phrasing that is used when the singer is wanting to express a devotion towards the person that he's singing about, he or she is singing about. Somebody that, even though they've been together a while, that initial rush of adrenaline that somebody gets when they're with their new love or when they are with them on a date for the first time or even sexually for the very first time. I think the general feeling is that it's often more exciting early in a relationship. Those first kisses, those first time a couple makes love, the first time they go on a date and touch each other, hold hands, whatever that may be. And so he says he still gets the feeling that he feels like it was the very first time, even though they've held each other's hands so many times. And I've kissed your lips and laid with you, and I cherish every moment we spend in each other's arms. So that's the first one, implying that they've been together for a while based on what I read. And then the chorus, I guess my eyes can only see as far as you. I only want to be with you. That's the chorus. So Prince is essentially saying that he only has eyes for you, for his girlfriend or whomever he's singing this song about. He only wants to be with you. The second verse reads, you've come so far in so little time that sometimes I wonder if this is meant to be. Sometimes you are so very kind that the nights you're not with me, I'm scared you're gonna leave. So I guess I read the second verse and now I'm questioning how long they've actually been together, because this verse sort of implies that they haven't been together all that long. When he says, we've come so far in so little time, that tells me that their relationship is not that old. I mean, so little time is all relative. So we don't really know how long they've been together. Prince sings it as if they haven't been together all that long, but I don't know if so little time refers to a few weeks, a few months, a year. I don't know. The next line, that sometimes I wonder if this is meant to be, sometimes you are so very kind that the nights you're not with me, I'm scared you're going to leave. The question I have to ask when I read these lyrics now from the second verse is why is Prince so insecure? Towards the end of that verse, even though he says that we've come so far in so little time, he questions it. He's like, that sometimes I wonder if this is meant to be. And then the last line, the nights you're not with me, I'm scared you're gonna leave. So he feels like he has so many insecurities about this relationship that anytime that he's not with her, he's afraid that she's not thinking about him or she's looking to move on, looking for something better. And I don't quite know or understand why Prince is so insecure in this song. But, you know, in the chorus, which is not a repeated chorus, it's not identical to the first chorus, where in the first chorus he said, I guess my eyes can only see as far as you, I only want to be with you. The second chorus, he says, he switches the lines up a little bit. He says, I guess you could say that I'm just being a fool, but I only want to be with you. So at least he's admitting in this second chorus that he's kind of being silly about this whole thing. His insecurities are really probably unfounded. He has no reason to be so insecure about this relationship. And he even admits that, like, I'm just being a fool. And, you know, I mean, is he saying he's being a fool for being so insecure about when she's not with him? Is he's afraid she's going to leave? Or is he saying that he's just a fool in love? I'm going to take it to mean that he's a fool for being insecure. That's how I read it. But, you know, you could think of it from that other standpoint where he says, I'm just being a fool, meaning I'm just a fool for... I'm a fool in love, a fool for how I feel about you, being so swept up in the relationship. So that's the lyrics to With You. I think that Prince just wants to express his feelings towards this person, how he's only has eyes for that person, how he wants to be with that person all the time. And as far as his devotion, it's unwavering. And the way Prince writes this song is meant for a very straightforward, I think a very straightforward approach towards songwriting and lyric writing. I don't, you know, like I said, the little bit of confusion about on the first verse implying that they've been together for a while, the way the words are written, and then in the second verse and maybe giving some indication they really haven't been together that long. And I know a lot of times I can see when you're with somebody that a month might feel like forever if you've spent like literally almost every day with that person. You can learn a lot from a person in a few months when you spend a lot of time together. But obviously they're not spending every day and every night together, because he does say in the second verse that he's scared that she's going to leave on the nights that he's not with her. So there are periods of time where they're not together based on what he's written there. And, you know, just throwing his youthful insecurities out there, or just throwing his insecurities out there on the paper to be sung, you know, just it's... Prince has quite a few of these songs early in his career where he expresses insecurity. This isn't the first, obviously the first example of that. And, you know, it just kind of goes along with the songwriting of a young man, I think. You want that person that you're with to love you, and you want them to feel as strongly for you as you feel for them. And the questions about whether or not that is actually the case are going to be there until, and probably even after, a couple has been together a long time or decides, you know, to get married. There's maybe, in many cases, some insecurity. But in this one, he expresses it. He says he's probably being a fool about it, and moves on, and continues to tell that person that he just wants to be with you. So that concludes my reading of the lyrics for With You and my interpretation of them. I don't have much more to say about the song. It is my least favorite song on the album. It's just not interesting enough. It's not skippable. I don't ever skip it when I listen to the record. I rarely skip a Prince song when I'm listening to a record, ever. But I don't skip this song. It's not that long, and it's pleasant enough. It just isn't that memorable to me. And that is just my final take on the song With You, and my final take for this episode of the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. If you want to interact with me or get a hold of me anyway, you can get a hold of me through my blog, thepresserwine.net. Also through Facebook and Instagram, I have pages on there dedicated to the podcast, the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast, on both Facebook and Instagram. And I have a Twitter presence. It's at BREINIJ, or you can search for Press Rewind Prince podcast. I'm sure you'll be able to find me. So I appreciate everyone listening. This has been episode 14 With You. I've been your host, Jason Brenninger, and until next time.